This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Elam, Amy Mark scores with you.
Hang on. Don't fade this out. Don't fade this out. You've got to hear the first line of this song. Here we go, baby. Thank you.
Amy, it felt like a pro.
Dude, you never cut off September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. I don't care what is going on in your life. I really don't. I don't care what tragedy you have just seen on television, you've heard on the radio, somebody put up on your phone.
Yeah.
When you hear September by Earth, Wind, and Fire, God's nature enters your heart and makes smile. It is that good of a song. There are some songs out there that when you hear them, your entire demeanor just changes.
Just changes.
Every time I hear that song, I love it. So my kids all had the same elementary school teacher at Twin Chimneys Elementary.
Uh-huh.
And on the 21st day of September, every year, she played that song for all of her kids who came in. And I'm like, God love you for indoctrinating the children in the right way with some good music. Isn't it funny how a great song could just change your day?
Here's who I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask the Kansas City Chiefs radio analyst and former wide receiver, because I bet he has an opinion on this. Maybe he's always giving us good life advice.
I bet he does.
Danan Hughes, thank you for joining us. And how do you feel about the song September? Does it change the day?
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree. Earth, Wind, and Fire, you can't go wrong with. Earth, Wind, and Fire, you can't go wrong with Stevie Wonder. You can't go this. I mean, we could have a whole, not just a segment, we can have a whole show on uplifting music and, you know, how it can change your day. So I've been one of those guys that have pushed repeat on many occasions on one drive, driving up to Iowa or driving over to St. Louis for work or anything like that. There's been many times in my life where I've pressed repeat and felt like I listened to the same song for 2 hours straight. It just gets you in the zone. So yeah, that's the power of music. I do agree.
Absolutely. See, I told you, Danan Hughes is a smart guy. He's a very smart guy. You should listen to what he has to say.
Well, I hate to be Debbie Downer. I'm accused of being Debbie Downer. I know, but maybe
so,
we've.
So how was everybody's New Year's?
Hey. Happy New Year, Danan.
Yes, Happy New Year. How was everyone's New Year's? Everything went well, New Year's?
Yeah.
Good.
It was great. Well, okay, I'll get it out of the way.
How was the weather? The weather was good, right? For New Year's, right?
Well, we thought it was cloudy outside, but then the window washers showed up, and we found out that it was just the windows.
Yeah, there you go.
So, you know, sun.
I hate when that happens. Yeah.
No. You gotta love it. Hey, did you do anything fun for New Year's before Amy rings on your parade?
Keep going.
Yeah, so New Year's was definitely special. We actually relaxed. I did not make it till midnight, but I did wake up right after midnight. And got a chance to wake up, kiss my bride, and go right back to sleep. So those days of putting in the long hours on New Year's Eve are way behind us, I guess. And we just kind of were couch potatoes and chilled out at home for New Year's, so that was good.
Man, we were talking mental health last hour with the American Psychiatric Association Foundation's executive director, and we found out sleep is important. So you are putting priorities where they need to be, man.
When you were
when
you were a wide receiver playing in the NFL, did you guys go out and have some good New Year's Eve parties, or did you have to keep your act together?
Well, it depends on what day of the week.
Yeah.
Remember, we're creatures of habit. We're routine oriented. So, you know, you play on Sunday. Monday was a hangout day. Tuesday was your day off. So you got to recover from hanging out. Wednesday was a grind day. Thursday is a grind day for practice. Friday is not so much of a grind day, but there is practice, but it's half day. And then you usually go out on a Friday night with your group mates, whether it's wide receivers going to dinner or the offense going out or meeting at some bar or something like that. Saturdays, you would shut it down because you'd either be traveling or it's the day before the game. So you'd probably be spending more time with your family that's in town for games, et cetera, and then you play on Sunday again. So that's, I would say, the Mondays and the Fridays were usually the days where you kind of, you know, let your hair down a little bit, exhaled, and enjoyed social life.
Because you could get in anywhere. You played for the Chiefs. Because I have some friends who did not play NFL football, but they're all really big. It's like these four guys that are like 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", and whenever they wanted to get into a club, they would just tell the bouncer that they were the offensive line for the Tennessee Titans. And they would just, who are you to judge? I mean, these guys were 6'6", and they would get into any club, so you didn't have any trouble going to where you wanted to go.
Amy, did you just say 6'7"?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I did not say 6'7". Yes, you did.
I can see him doing his hands right now.
Yeah, doing the hand thing right now.
I see it. I feel it through the radio speakers.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, I got to ask you, because we're in uncharted territory, if you're a Chiefs fan.
So Christmas was good, too. I mean, yeah.
How do you cope, man, with sitting here
denial,
and going,
obviously,
hey,
denial.
We're in January and Travis Kelce is considering about, you know, do I keep playing football? Am I going to go be a cap man with my billionaire girlfriend, which I would do if I was him. Why not? It's funny when you're a future Hall of Famer who has millions of dollars and your money is basically going to be a vacation fund because you don't need it to live on because your girlfriend's a billionaire. How do you deal with post season when the Chiefs aren't there? Because I don't remember what that was like.
How wild is it that, you know, when Tom Brady retired, he had this big multi-million-dollar announcer job waiting for him, Tony Romo, The list goes on. And now we look at Travis Kelce and his post-career opportunities. Like, there's something special about what Travis Kelce is about to embark upon and how he set himself up, not just with Taylor Swift, but like with his New Heights podcast and the acting that he splashed around in and
garage
he's
beer.
Done so many things. Yeah. Yeah. So I think that there's a book that Patrick Mahomes could write about taking a kingdom. And I would probably title it that way, or some semblance of a kingdom in the title, where if you were drafting a quarterback, how would you want them to take on the entire kingdom of your fan base? And when you look at Patrick Mahomes and ownership in the Royals, ownership in the women's soccer, ownership in the men's soccer, restaurants here, you know, and then his Mahomes, 15 and Mahomes Foundation, and giving away millions of dollars to charities. And like, that's the way you would want, if you had to draw up a Hallmark movie in regards to a person from in the athletic realm taking on a kingdom and doing it the right way, it should be emulated all throughout professional sports. Then you look at Travis Kelce now and you're like, okay, how do you take on post-career life? And how do you set yourself up while you're playing so that you can put yourself, even putting aside Taylor Swift and all that will come with that, in the best position possibly to take on your post-football career. And I think he's done it in exceptional fashion. I would like to say that that's part of the leadership of Andy Reid and Brett Veach and Clark Hunt and the Chiefs organization, because these guys are doing it the right way. So if it's the last time we see Travis Kelce on the football field, you know, I don't think there's any regrets outside of just the way it ended in regards to not being in the Super Bowl.
You know, Danan, when you're looking at a guy like Travis Kelce and all that he's accomplished and all that's ahead of him, do athletes like him, Do they start weighing, like, the fact that they're fierce competitors and they love the game with what shape is my body or my brain in? You know, because it is such a physical sport. Do they ever weigh that? Like, hey, I want to be able to walk around a little bit better.
Yeah, I think every athlete is built differently, and not just physically, obviously, but mentally and emotionally and structurally in regards to their family, their life, the people that depend on them financially, et cetera. So I think that question would be answered differently for everyone. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, I will say that guys are definitely more conscious of their bodies and their brains, more so than even when I played in the 90s and 2000s. And ever since that movie with Will Smith came out, Concussion, I think it opened up the eyes of a lot of athletes that, you know, I've always told the story. The best treatment that I ever received of my multiple concussions that I had on the football field and baseball field was smelling salts, Tylenol, and an ice bag. And I went, and there was not one game that I did not go back in and play right after that. So I say that I think these guys are smarter. They understand more. It does help that they have guaranteed contracts, or at least portions of that, where we did not have that. So they can make some decisions more in line with their health and their, you know, lifetime health, as opposed to playing and continuing to play and being tough and showing the organization that you're worthy of that next contract or that next season, and not being labeled soft. That's kind of what our era was, and this era is new. So I think guys do take it all into consideration, but mainly I think guys just recognize, like, what I do during the off season, what I commit to in regards to keeping my body in shape, getting in shape, being the best I could be on the field. I think there's a time, whether it was Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, Travis Kelce, whoever, John Elway, all these greats.
The weather pattern across the nation is...
That's
all right. I can't pay the price anymore. So it's just a different dynamic.
You know, I think Barry Sanders was that first guy that I saw who made a life choice. Barry walked away arguably at the top of his game. And he said, I've seen too many guys who can barely get out of a chair now. And I think of Earl Campbell and the punishment that Earl did to his body and what we see him like now. And then Barry's like, no, man, I've got enough money. I can live a great life, but I'm going to be able to get around when I'm in my 60s. I'm going to get around when I'm in my 70s. And he made that choice. I want to ask you, because it's been a big story over here, and it's been a big story throughout the state of Missouri. How has the Chiefs, looking at building the new stadium in Kansas, do people over there, are they losing their mind, or are they like, so what? So they're on the other cross. They're on the other side of the border, but they're still close by. Do people over there care, or is it as big a story as what I've...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Scene.
Well, it's been a huge story for sure, and I would say it's probably 80-20 in regards to people who care versus people who don't. You know, there's a lot, as you all know, there's a lot of pride that has been taken in regarding the Chiefs. Now, it's not to slight the Rams or the Cardinals as far as football back in the day, but you guys in St. Louis went through a little bit of a revolving door with professional football.
Yeah.
This is not the case with the Chiefs. Ever since they moved from Dallas, they've been here as the Kansas City Chiefs. And from 1972, when the stadium opened, it's been Arrowhead Stadium. And I get it. Like, there's pride, there's a way you puffed your chest out, there's this fictitious line of state line that divides Missouri and Kansas as you drive down the highway here in Kansas City. And there are actual people that take pride in being on the Missouri side versus being on the Kansas side and holding their head up that they have the Chiefs and the Chiefs are their property. And to listen to all the talk shows over these past month, you could tell that there's a lot of people and a lot of passion about it. I personally, as of Thanksgiving night, completed the gambit of every stadium, either playing in or broadcasting from in the NFL.
Wow.
So I've seen what's happened. I've seen the landscape of the fan bases and the entertainment value of the surrounding mechanisms of stadiums. And when you look at Baltimore and Cincinnati and Dallas, obviously, and, you know, Reliance Stadium, which, you know, Vegas is Vegas, and SoFi, you're seeing the advent of these stadiums that are more entertainment venues that happen to house football. And so I'm privy to a different perspective than a lot of the fans that have lived and died and only gone to Arrowhead Stadium and generations of season ticket holders. And they, you know, they know the shortcuts into the stadium at Truman Sports Complex, and they got their parking spots that they get to at 6 a.m. so that they can tailgate. And it's a routine family days and all of that stuff. So I get it. And I'll be talking about this on my Players Only show next week a little bit more, but I get it. I get that whole bond. But my perspective, I've seen the other side of the fence, and I can envision how that complex will be, where you'll have hotels and restaurants and bars and all of that stuff that will make it a 365-day venue as opposed to just a football stadium. So, and then the money. Mm-hmm. Like, I think all the people that recognize or have some kind of feeling one way or the other about the stadium and the move over to Kansas, none of them, and I very rarely say none. I never, you know, extreme situation. I've been in counseling to know that nothing is ever, always, and never.
Yeah.
But I will say very, very few would ever, from a business perspective, turn down what is supposed to be on the table from the state of Kansas if you're the Hunt family. You just wouldn't. Now,
right.
If you're putting feelings and stuff aside, you just would not turn that down. So I think there's a mixed brand, and I just hope that everybody still buys into the Chiefs and still supports the Chiefs team and the Chiefs players in 2031 when that happens.
Well, thank you, Danon Hughes, Kansas City Chiefs radio analyst, former wide receiver. And they can still listen. There's still week 18. They can listen right here on KMOX to your broadcast, you and Mitch Holtis.
And we dodged talking about the team.
We absolutely did. It was a brilliant filibuster.
I wish you the very best 2026 with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
Danon.
Yep. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. That is Danon Hughes, Kansas City Chiefs radio analyst, former wide receiver, and excellent filibusterer.
There you go. I didn't even bring up After the Love is Gone. We were just going to let that go.
Hey, guess what? Don't change the station because we're going to let you know who's made Team USA.
Uh-oh.
Ice hockey team, men's ice hockey team for the upcoming Olympics next. Well, the 2026 U.S. Olympic team has been named. We mentioned the Canadian team, when was that? Earlier this week. And both Jordan Binnington and Colton Parayko will be representing Team Canada on the U.S. Olympic team. No St. Louis Blues are on Team USA.
What?
Although, quick note, Philip Broberg will be playing for Team Sweden, the Blues' awesome defenseman. Here's a St. Louis connection, though. Clayton Keller, who's from St. Louis, is one of three newcomers to Team USA. Clayton Keller, Tage Thompson, and Seth Jones are all on the final roster. That was announced today. So what we have here are some of the forwards for Team USA. Matt Boldy, Kyle Connor, Jack Eichel, Jake Gensel, Jack Hughes, Clayton Keller, as I mentioned. In case you're wondering, well, wait a minute. Aren't there a couple other St. Louisans on Team USA?
Some Kachuk boys,
That's
maybe?
That's absolutely
there
right.
There you go.
Raising hell at the Four Nations. You think they're not going to be on Team USA? Brady Kachuk, Matthew Kachuk are on the team. And, yeah, again, over on the defensive side, Quinn Hughes, best defenseman out there, you could argue. Now, Cale Makar, he would be that would be rivaling Quinn Hughes for best defenseman. He's on Team Canada. But, yeah, it'll be good. And in case you're wondering, in goal, yes, Connor Hellebuyck again. Hey. So that was the Four Nations final matchup when you had Jordan Binnington for Team Canada, Connor Hellebuyck for Team USA, and they will be the goalies for the Olympics upcoming.
Olympic teams can make you weird as a hockey fan because you're so used to hating that guy while he's in goal and you're playing against him, and then all of a sudden you've got to pull for him and you're like, really? Oh. I hate for him to have a good game.
I know.
But I hate for us to lose. So it puts you in some weird situations,
that's
as a fan,
point.
At least.
Oh, quick note as we break here. Charlie McAvoy, if you have a queasy stomach, don't watch his injury. But earlier in the season, Charlie McAvoy for the Boston Bruins got hit in the face like with a slap shot.
Ouch.
Broke his jaw, shattered teeth, shattered facial bones. And it was really bad. It was bad enough that, I mean, it broke his lower face that... You know, you don't know, are you going to be able to, like, live normally?
Yeah,
right?
Can you
because
eat?
Because of the reconstruction. And he has made an incredible recovery, surgeries. It was a very difficult time, but he's back in time for the Olympics, which is kind of amazing because it looked, at the very least, it looked season-ending.
That's crazy.
When that puck hit his face.
I'm
so
glad he's okay.
He's okay, and he'll be playing for Team USA. Hey, guess what we've got next? Our no-prize football pick'em. Our celebrity picker is Cardinals hitting coach Brant Brown. And our listener is Mitchell from Wildwood, who has been waiting to play our no-prize football pick'em.
Let's go.
Baby, it's next on KMOX. It is the final week of the NFL regular season, week 18 for our no-prize football pick'em. Mike Elam filling in for Chris Ronji.
I'm fitting in as well.
You're fitting
Come on.
In. I feel like you're fitting in great.
I fit great.
Swimmingly.
What have you read?
Let's see how Mitchell from Wildwood fits in. Mitchell, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Welcome,
Good.
Mitchell.
Yes.
How's Wildwood today?
Wildwood is great. It's a little cloudy out, a little cold out, but doing great.
Excellent. A lot of good times out in Wildwood,
I've
had.
That's weather from your window in Wildwood.
And, Mitchell, you will be playing against us, of course, and your St. Louis Cardinals hitting coach, Brant Brown. Brant, thanks for joining us on this, like, extended holiday week.
Yeah, Happy New Year. It's 70 and partly sunny in Arizona.
Well, that's kind of a show-off
move. Yet another
move.
Reason why I want to be Brant Brown. As if that list wasn't long enough, now we've got one more.
Brant, are you a football guy, like a big football guy?
I'm not a big football guy. I'm a big uniform guy, but not a big football guy.
Really?
Hang on, uniform guy.
Yeah, like...
Say more.
Yeah.
Like traditional uniforms. Like I love Packers, Bears, Steelers, Raiders. A more traditional type, Alabama, Georgia. I just like the look of kind of a traditional uniform compared to, you know, for me, the only team that can really gussy it up is Oregon.
Well, Oregon does a lot of gussying, for
they really
sure.
Do.
They like to
Although
gussy it
I didn't,
up.
I didn't like their uniforms this weekend because they were very non-Oregon.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have had a white helmet with silver and black wings, maybe a shiny silver or gray face mask with that white top.
I agree.
Excellent. I like it. You weren't kidding. This guy knows his uniform.
He knows his uniform.
Well, the good news is absolutely nothing is on the line today for our no-prize football pick'em. Nobody wins anything, but we still have fun with it, so we
you
may
have bragging
as well.
Rights, so you can talk smack. And let's be honest, rights. Isn't that why we play fantasy anyway?
It's just our pride is at stake, right?
That's right.
Yes, and if you're like me, I don't really have a lot of pride, so.
I look,
I'm just trying to make a living here, just doing what I can.
Comes and goes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, well, let's start then with a Saturday game. And I believe this game here is the Carolina-Tampa Bay game. We'll decide it's a winner-take-all games for final spots in the playoffs. So the Carolina Panthers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Let's go with Mitchell. Who do you see winning that game?
I think the Panthers are going to win it. They haven't made the playoffs since 2017, and Bryce Young's on a heater.
There you go. And Brant.
It's at Tampa, right?
It is at, Raymond James Stadium.
I'm going to take Baker Mayfield and the boys to win it.
How about that?
There you go. Mike.
I'm going to end up with Mitchell. I'm gonna say the Panthers are fired up for this one.
The Carolina Panthers. I'm gonna go with Brant.
There we go.
And Tampa Bay.
We are split 50-50.
We're going to split it here 50-50. All right. Speaking of a team that has interesting uniforms, the Seattle Seahawks taking on the San Francisco 49ers. These are both the Saturday games. Mitchell, who do you have?
So it's a game to clinch the one seed in the NFC. 49ers played an insane game last week. I'm going to pick the 49ers.
There you go. Brant.
I got to go with Mitchell, even though San Francisco doesn't have that good of a pass rush. And if you get on Darnold, he's kind of has trouble with that. But I want the Niners to beat the Seahawks.
You know, I'm with Brant. Okay. I want the Niners to beat the Seahawks, too. I don't know why. I don't like the Seahawks. I really have no reason to justify this.
Is it the green? Like when they do the neon green?
I don't know. It may go back to Pete Carroll because I've always disliked Pete Carroll. But I'm with the 49ers, and I love the fact that Mr. Irrelevant is still killing it at quarterback. And I just want that story to keep playing out.
Well, I will go against the green here because I don't mind the navy and the green. I think it's tacky in a good way. I every time I talk about Seattle, it's like, why'd you throw the ball? Rush it. Why did you throw it? Anyway, so I'll go ahead and pick Seattle here. All right. Well, the Battle of Ohio. On Sunday, the Cleveland takes on Cincinnati. Mitchell, what do you think?
Well, I think Shadur's been looking really good. They beat the Steelers last week, so I'm going to pick the Browns.
All right. And Brant, and you can give a good reason or a bad reason or no reason. Who are you picking?
I mean, Joe Burrow is one of one. He is amazing. But I'm going to go with Mitchell. I think Sanders and that defense, I'll go with the Browns.
Let's go in with the Cleveland Browns. This is at Paycor Stadium. And Mike.
Let's go with Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. Burrow brings the Bengals to the line. I like their odds. Jamar Chase with a record day.
In a world.
Where the Bengals beat the Browns.
That's the world I'm going with. I, too, am picking the Cincinnati Bengals. All right. What about... Let's do this one. The Green Bay Packers taking on the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota. Mitchell.
I think J.J. McCarthy is going to pull the upset against the Packers. I got Vikings.
He's got Vikings. Brant.
If Love plays, I got Packers. If he doesn't, I got Vikings.
I don't think there's a mechanism for us to make that note.
Way to hedge that bet,
in
man.
In our no prize pick'em challenge, are you leaning one way or the other? Brant.
Okay, I'll take the pack. I'll take the pack.
He's taking the pack.
Yeah.
You know what I find interesting is the over-under on this game is 35.5, which I wouldn't figure it would be that low, especially if they're playing at the Vikings inside. But they are. And the Vikings are 7.5-point favorites. So as much as I hate to pick against the Packers, I'm going to pick the Vikings.
Wow. Well, I have a good friend whose dad's side of the family, they're from Wisconsin.
Wow, I feel like a barber, my cousin, such and such.
Her mom's side of the family is from Minnesota. And this issue of Vikings and Packers will divide the family. I, before the St. Louis Rams came to St. Louis, and we didn't have a team, I was a Packers fan because of that.
Of
I have a cheesehead up in my closet.
God,
a legit, real foam cheesehead.
You can pull it out this weekend.
I can't. I'm going to go with the Packers. I think Brant and I have picked the Packers. So I'm going there. All right, let's go over to Indianapolis and Houston. The Colts taking on Houston. What do you have, Mitchell?
Colts aren't really playing for anything. Texans are playing for playoff position. I'm going to go Texans.
All right. Brant.
Texans 100%. They are a sneaky, sneaky team.
And
look out for them.
Look out, Mike.
Texans are favored by 10.5. Wow.
Well, so who are you picking?
I'm going Texans.
All right, we'll just sweep it here. We'll sweep it with the Texans. I probably should have picked a more exciting game. Let's go over to, because we are the radio home of the Chiefs, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Las Vegas Raiders. This is in Las Vegas. Mitchell.
Raiders are playing for the first pick, and they're on a 10-game losing streak, so I've got to go Chiefs here.
That's a tough one.
I love that reasoning.
Yeah. Brant.
If Kelsey goes out this year, I want him to go out a winner. So I got the Chiefs.
I like it. I like the way you think. Mike?
I'm curious if this is a game where they can both lose. I'm thinking this may be the game where they can both lose.
The factories of sadness implode.
I'm thinking that the Raiders are going to blow the first pick. So I'm going to pick the Raiders to win.
That's such a good reason.
Isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. You know, I was going to go with Brant here because of the Travis Kelce and wanting him to go out as a winner. But I think I want the Raiders to just blow it. So I'm going to pick Las Vegas. I'm picking Las Vegas here.
You know, Travis is going to have a great time in Vegas for his last game. He's got nothing to lose.
There you go. What about the New York Jets taking on the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo? Mitchell.
Bills playing for playoff seeding. Jets playing for absolutely nothing. I've got the Bills here.
Mitchell has the Bills. Cardinals hitting coach, Brant Brown.
I'm going with Mitchell. Got the Bills.
And Mike.
I would love to see the Mizzou quarterback. He's going to start again this week, isn't he?
Is he?
I don't know. But I would love to see him have a great game, but there's no way the Jets are winning this game.
Yeah.
I think the Jets could play Sisters of a Little Poor, and they would... Their defense
is that who
is
the Billikens played last week?
I think so. I think the Jets' defense is so bad that Sisters of the Little Poor would beat them.
Well, no matter who Buffalo was playing, I would cheer for Josh Allen.
Oh, there you go.
Big Josh Allen fan, so I, too, am picking Buffalo. So shall we move on to the Washington Commanders taking on the Philadelphia Eagles? Mitchell.
Championship game rematch from last year. I think the outcome's going to be the same. Eagles.
All right. Brant Brown.
I feel like the Eagles are going to sit a lot of guys. But I'm going to go Commanders just because of that.
That's a good reason. That's a better reason than I've had for most of my picks. Mike?
I don't know why. This is another, I don't know why I don't like Washington, but I don't like Washington.
Really?
So fly, Eagles, fly.
Interesting. I thought maybe you don't like Washington because Eagles fans are so amiable and likable and friendly. They threw batteries at their own players and they booed Santa Claus and they're going to put Vaseline on all the light lampposts so they don't riot.
The city of brotherly love.
That's exactly right.
With the most convictions.
I'm going with the Commanders.
There you go.
I can't. Eagles fans are just, they're just rude. They're unpalatable from every aspect. Now we go to our Sunday night game. This is the Baltimore Ravens against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Almost said the Penguins.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
The Pittsburgh Steelers. And the way this works, you pick the winner And then you just pick the straight up point total. How many points will be scored in the game? We use it as a tiebreaker if we were to tie. So, Mitchell, who is going to win this Sunday night matchup and what will the total point score be?
I think the Steelers' defense is going to show up. They paid a lot of money for it in the offseason, so I'm going to go Steelers. And total points, 28.
Wait, 20, total?
28 total?
So like a snooze
28
fest?
28 total points.
Wow. Yeah, he is going under in a major way.
Under. I don't even know what the...
41 and a half.
Is that it?
41 and a half.
Brant Brown, what say you?
I think the Ravens are going to hand the ball off to Derrick Henry, and they're going to win it, and the total is going to be 54.
54. Wow. Mike.
I'm with him. Let's hit away. I think King Henry is going to run, and I'm taking the Ravens, and I'm going to say 44.
44.
Party fire.
I, too, I'm a Derrick Henry fan. So I am going to go with Derrick Henry and the Ravens. I'm going to say, how about... 48.
How about it?
I don't have a good reason. I don't have a good reason for it, but I'm picking 48. Mitchell, thank you so much for playing our game today. Do you know if you win, do you know what you win?
Absolutely nothing.
That's right.
Atta boy. Good job.
He's got it. Mitchell gets it. Hey, Thank you, Mitchell.
I got to ask Brant a question, though, because he's a uniform guy. Brant,
yes.
Do you have any input into the Cardinals uniform in the upcoming season?
No. They usually do that on their own. But I have ideas, but no, I do not have any input on our uniform.
Is it true that if you look better, you hit better?
Well... I always just said, if you're going to play bad, you might as well look good playing bad. So there's a point to it. But it does not. There's more than just looking good to be a good hitter.
Brant, I don't want to waste your time, but then since you are a uniform guy, did you have any opinions on George Costanza's idea for the Yankees in Seinfeld to wear all cotton uniforms?
All cotton's too hot, just like they said in the show.
Exactly.
And it shrinks.
Yeah, and it shrinks.
Well, Brant,
the material they use these days are wonderful.
That's good. It is. It does make a difference. You hear stories, too, even like playing at from old Cardinals playing at the old Busch Stadium and how hot the turf would get. And they would put, cabbage leaves in their shoes or under their hat to keep them cool. So
125 degrees.
Melt your cleats.
Yeah.
Melt your cleats. That's incredible. So at least we've made some improvements there. Well, Brant Brown, thank you so much for joining us. I know you'll be joining the Gas House gang over the course of the season, as you have before. I am always off the air before the Gas House gang. So it was nice to finally get to be able to talk to you.
No, outstanding. Have a happy New Year's. My pleasure.
Thank you, Brant. That is Brant Brown, the Cardinals hitting coach. I'm sure you'll hear him more on the Gas House gang, which is... That's a great show.
And Mitchell from Wildwood with the weather update.
And Mitchell from Wildwood. He does win absolutely nothing. However, if he does win, he gets to join us next week.
Because I think
we are doing it next week. I think next week might be our last one.
We're going to go with that.
But I think he would get to join us. So that is our no prize football pick'em. A few minutes left on the Chris and Amy Show with Mike Elam and me, Amy Mark Scores. Minutes here left with Mike Elam on the Chris and Amy Show.
Thanks for letting me hang out today.
Thank you for coming in clutch and joining us in Studio B.
Always happy to be here. Always happy to see the KMOX team. By the way, congratulations, 29 years, Megan Lynch on KMOX.
Wow.
29 years. Still the best in the business.
That's so impressive. So I started full-time at KMOX in 2019, which, you know, is now 7 years ago. And I'm like the newest person. I guess Chris Ranji is technically the newest person, but I'm pretty new by KMOX standards.
By KMOX standards,
isn't that incredible? Okay, we were talking with Dane and Hughes about celebrating New Year's Eve and football players and how I have this group of guys that are just really big. They were like the big club. They're 6'6".
They were
6'5".
The big
club. Yeah. And whenever they wanted to get into a club, they would just show up and tell the bouncer that they were the offensive line for the Tennessee Titans. I mean, who's going to doubt them, right? So we had a texter say, One time when I worked at the Marriott Lounge downtown, the football Cardinals came in and they put chairs on the escalator and were riding the escalator up and down in chairs. Needless to say, they got kicked out. And then they added, it was a few of the Cardinals, maybe like 10, not the whole team.
Oh, wow.
Which, can you imagine that sight? You've got the football Cardinals putting chairs on the escalators and riding them up and down. Have you ever, I'm something of a law and a rule follower. You would think I'm a scofflaw, but I'm a rule follower.
I would expect you to be a rule follower.
I'm kind of uptight. I'm not a good time. That's what people say. I'm not a good time, so I follow rules. One thing I've always wanted to do, though, is go up an escalator the wrong way.
Okay.
But I'm afraid I'm going to get, like, arrested or go to jail or get kicked out of the mall forever.
Blart Mall Cop is going to catch you. And what, shake his finger at you?
I don't know. You're in government. You know how local government works. Is there some type of authority that would kick me out of the mall forever if I did that?
I don't think forever.
Well, because the malls are going to be knocked down, probably.
I mean, let's be honest. I don't think you're going to find a lot of mall cops anyway. They're cutting back on
well,
that.
I
want to see you run up those stairs. Let's go. Get running.
In the wrong direction.
That's right.
And I would have done it by now, but the escalator at the gallery is always broken. So
she goes against the grain. Hey, Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, everybody.
I hope
everybody.
26 is the best ever, and thanks for letting me start it off with you.
Yes, thank you so much for starting your year with us, the Chris and Amy Show, the whole crew, the kit and caboodle, back on Monday. But we have the Gas House Gang next right here on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.